Hello?
Hi, this is George calling you from World Wide Web regarding your computer. How are you doing today?
Can you hold the line a moment, please? I have something else I need to attend to. I'll be back to you shortly, though.
Okay.
Ah, hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
So my name is George, calling you from World Wide Web regarding your computer, okay?
Yeah.
And the reason of my call is that, sir, we received some warning and error reports from your computer license security ID number, which is registered with the World Wide Web server.
Okay, before we go any further, can you tell me what that ID number is, please?
Okay, sure, I'll provide you that number, no problem.
Yeah.
Your computer license security ID number start with number 888.
Yeah.
Letter D like Delta.
Yeah.
C like Charlie.
Yeah.
A like Alpha.
Yeah.
Number 60.
Yep.
F like Frank.
Yep.
C like Charlie.
Yeah.
0 Alpha.
Yeah.
Number 11 Charlie Frank.
Yes.
Number 8 Frank 0 Frank.
Yes.
00 Charlie 0.
Yep.
Number 4 Frank Delta 7.
Yes.
Delta 062.
Right, yes.
This is your computer license security ID number, which is registered with the World Wide Web main server, okay? So from this number, we have been receiving warning and error reports to the main server. So do you know how to check this number from your computer?
I know all about this number, and I also know that you're not telling the truth.
Sorry?
I know all about this number, and I also know that you're not telling the truth.
No, this is your number, you can check it from your computer, sir.
It doesn't identify my machine specifically.
You can check it.
It does not specifically identify my machine, that is what I'm telling you.
What you're saying, sir, this is your CLS ID, your computer license ID number, okay?
Right, hold on, I'm just checking to tell you what I believe this actually is. Because it's certainly not my computer license security ID.
Okay, you check it, sir, no problem. Do you know how to check this number?
Listen, I don't need you to tell me how to check the number, because it's not the number I need to check, it's what these actually are. It's certainly not a unique identifier for my machine.
No, this is your CLS ID.
No, it is not, it is not. It is found on every machine with that particular build of Windows.
No, sir, this is the...
Yes, sir. Yeah, just listen to me. I've got here, CLS ID is not unique.
Okay, but let me tell you, sir, from this number we have been receiving warning and error reports.
So it could have come from any one of millions of computers around the world. There are millions of computers with this CLS ID.
Okay, no problem, but what I'm saying is that from this CLS ID we have receiving warning and error reports.
Right, and how have you identified it as having anything to do with me?
So, due to this warning and error reports, we are giving a call, okay, sir?
Yeah, but how have you identified that they have got anything to do with me?
Because this CLS ID and the phone number have been registered to the server.
The phone number? Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know how that would happen, because I'm not altogether sure that my Windows computer knows my phone number.
Yes, your phone number and your serial ID is with us. That's why you are
Yeah,
staying
but
with us.
how have you got hold of my phone number?
Because this serial ID is registered with this phone number to
so
the
ha-
server.
so
That's
so
why
so that is very unlikely because it will be registered with millions and millions of phone numbers. That's what I'm telling you.
Yeah, from this number and the sales ID we are receiving, that's why.
Right. So how are you getting my phone number as part of this?
You have been registered, right? That's why you are receiving this call from us, okay?
Well, I'm just checking some further details about this before we go any further.
No problem. You can check it. You can check it, and you can compare it.
Right, well, I'd just like to know how on earth you have tied this CLS ID to my phone number.
Your computer, they've been already registered when you bought the new computer, so with this phone number. This number and this CLS ID is registered with the server, so.
Right, now that.
That right, we have been receiving warning and error reports from the CLS ID. That's why you are receiving.
Right, now let me just tell you what a CLS ID actually is. It's a class ID. It is a large number, as you've given me, that identifies a software application or an application component. And the one you've given me just happens to identify Windows. And that's all it identifies. And you are telling me you have somehow tied some reports carrying that ID to my phone number, and I'd like to know how on earth you can have done that. I need to know what more information you've got that ties it to me.
What I'm saying is not from your phone number, from your CLS ID we are receiving warning and error reports. That's why we are giving a call, not from your phone number. Your phone number is registered, your CLS ID is registered with this phone number.
How have you tied this non-unique CLS ID to this unique phone number? That's what I need to know.
Yes, what you said?
How have you tied a non-